proclaimed the cowherds, Sidham, Sudham, Basudham, Stokrishna, Lavanga, Arjun, Koti, Uthya, all. Very, very attractive playing play they are. Tere, what do you want? Sometimes playing in the lap of Yashoda. So many goats, attractive place. Sometimes with goats, harass and all other. Or the Goswamis has written in their book. Then, in five, one of the mode will come. And I want to follow them and to you. To do prem with Krishna in like manner and to follow five of them. Like Ashray, Krishna will be the Vishay. Understanding all these things, Krishna will be the Vishay. And to whom I want to follow, they are all Parikars, Ashray Tattva. All these are called Sramanudasha. Then Varan. Varanudasha, I will have to follow. What thing? I will have to follow to whom I have preached. I am a dasi of that person. Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. And his all qualities should be in myself. Very beautiful, yes, this body, beautiful name. Beautiful activities, everything, so that I may serve Krishna. These are all Varan, Varanudasha. Then, Bhavapanudasha. Bhavapanudasha means that kind of bhav will come from originally from Praja. That is Suddhasattva. And then, Lila Pravesh. There are five kinds. One I don't remember. So if anyone go through this process, then he can have it in the guidance of Vaishnava, Rasik Vaishnava. And Tattvagya, Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. And if anyone want only, demand only, they do something, read books, preaching and all these things, but not having that kind of association, they may take lakhs and lakhs births for this. And those who will properly, in the guidance of Vaishnava, will do all these things properly. Then it may be that in 1-2 births, this is purport of that. What it is?
This is the Raghavardhana Chandrika. This word here. Hansi Bhav.
Who has written?
This came from your original manuscript.
My
original manuscript. But maybe it was not heard correctly.
What is this?
Its meaning is root.
Raghavardhana Chandrika Bhav.
Root Bhav.
Root.
The root Bhav. Mool Bhav.
Hansi is essence, isn't it?
Yeah.
From my?
Was taken from your tape.
You have done?
We have Shanti
transcribed
it from the tape.
That you gave to Iskcon leaders, Raghavardhana Chandrika in English.
What is the meaning? If you have the type of grief, that type of grief or our true bhav. Is it clear?
Mm-hmm.
Yet we are not performing pada simanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasam, sakhyatmani vedanam. There will not be any offense on our part. Mm-hmm. It is clear?
Yes.
We are not doing, but we are chanting, remembering and doing kirtan. then it is good. Oh, within heart a Radhanuga bhav, that ansi bhav. Ansi bhav means jarut bhav. Jarut bhav means a am the Palladasi of God. This will complete what remaining things are. It will come. So it will not offense not to do. It is not offense which I am not doing. But it is, it has been told anywhere that it is essential. But it is not essential for them. It is correct.
So this ansi is correct?
Correct.
This is
correct.
This is when this is different from sthayi bhava. This ansi bhava can come.
This is more than that sthayi bhava. Like a sthayi bhava. Like a sthayi bhava. Because he is sadhak of raganuga. There are so many things. It has been told in Raghavat Musalita Pathar, also in Bhakti Swami Sindhu Bindu, that there are some five kinds of bhavs. अरे उठा कि पांच प्रकार के संबंध भाव संबंधी भाव भावमयी भाव संबंधी भाव अनुकूल भाव भावमयी साधना 64 प्रकार भक्ति 64 काइंड्स ऑफ भक्ति हैज बीन डिवाइडेड इनटू 5 इट इज नॉट फॉर जनरल पर्सन दोस वार इन हायर ग्रेड दे कैन अंडरस्टैंड भावमयी साधन एंड राधिका दिस मूव आई एम सर्वेंट ऑफ नंद बाबा हैविंग द सेम मूव लाइक Nanda Baba, but not Nanda Baba. Having the most of Anishta Khas, Siddhan, Shubhai. Following this. This mood, five kinds of mood are called Bhav Mai Sada. Then Bhavanukul. Those things are unkul to that Bhav. Like Kirtan. Radha Krishna Pran Mod Jivala. This Kirtan is Bhav Mai. Sattva, bhav sambandhi. What I want, it adds anukul to that bhav. By doing, my bhav will be turned into bhav. This sambandhi. Sri Vigra darshan to see Vigra, Radha and Krishna. To see any picture like this, Radha and Krishna. By remembering, by chanting, this bhav sambandhi will come one day as a bhav, bhav mai. Bhavanukul, to have this, tila, ekadasi vrata, janmashtami vrata, these are anukul to bhakti. One day they will be a bhav, they will add more. So we should not this all this. Or anyhow know avagya. Avagya you know? What is the meaning of avagya?
Neglect.
We should do it. And some modes are, some sadhans are, like people, honor to people. And also to amlaki. Amlaki means? You know that thing? The fruit in India. to honor cows, to honor Brahmins who are Hastina, but not pure. These are no anukul, no pratikul. To read Quran, Harishchandra Katha and all others, they are neither anukul, neither pratikul. We can do, we can not do. No heart, no way. And those are against the principles of Raganuga. You want to have the affection like Gopi, Braj Gopi. You will have not to do archan of Saptadhama, Rukmini, Ashwiti, always remembering Dwarka, doing worship of all the issues. These are again. So we should know all these, all the things, and do accordingly. If you want to do bhajana Radha Krishna, but you also worship Mahavir, Hanuman. Hanuman, you know? No Pradipa. Durga, because it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, who was the younger sister of Krishna, and all will worship, then I should also worship. But is it against Vishnu? Anyone doing Radha Krishna more, Gopis more, but worshipping so many things, honoring so many things. They are so much keen interest in Ayodhya or Dwarka or Mathura. People want to go straight there. Even Vaidhi Bhakti. By doing Vaidhi Bhakti, we only can turn when any Vaishnava, Rasik and Shuddha Tattavi, by their his Sangha.
Sangha.
He can be done. Otherwise we go on from lakhs and lakhs and lakhs, but only it is hope that by doing any Shuddha Vaishnava can meet, and by his son he can meet. So we should try to follow all this. For a general person who is not in association of good Rasik Vaishnava and more than Vaishnava, he cannot. He will think that I am best person, I know all things, I am monarch of all, what I am telling, what I am hearing, what I know, nothing is wrong. And criticize all. But those who are superior, they give honor to all because they are in a line. One day they can maybe.
Reason I.
For them to be all right. For superior devotees. And for ordinary devotees who are doing Vaidhi Bhakti and having a guru, Kanishta guru, Kanishta Dikari, or Madhyama Dikari, they should not follow.
I put that there because the subject of this really deals with opera.
Opera. So
first I'm saying Radha, then opera. That is my point. This main point of my book is giving his history and all the Siddhanta, everything, for how Iskcon and Sudama, all these exacts, all transcripts, quotes, every piece of Siddhanta, everything, all Siddhanta, everything I put in here, all quotes.
You have heard from Siddhar Maharaj,
some.
Some.
Well, we have to take I have not had so much personal association with you, but I'm hearing
all the Siddhant of Siddhant Maharaj personally, so excellent.
So
excellent.
Yes.
No of Siddhant are anything. But it may be in hearing something. In hearing. A man standard so low and hearing. He can make some
misinterpretation.
Not a
misunderstanding.
Yes.
So we should try to differentiate all these things.
That's what I'm trying to do, But I have given the history, then his viewpoints on so many different points of Siddhanta, and a history of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Siddha Maharaj, how they were different. Quotes from tapes that I have in my hand, and from they have archives, every ledger, I have in my computer, every ledger, everything. So it is all documented, date, time, everything. Prove this like a lawyer.
What you are going to express? Actually, what thing?
What
goal you are going to express in this book?
Then,
what is the main thing?
Who Srila Siddha Maharaj is, and what they have done is they should feel some pain, and they should realize that and stop. They are to this day still saying things. I heard just this month they have said, oh, he is to blame for all the problems in ISKCON. They said that.
Ordinary words.
He's saying that ISKCON,
some
persons are still to this day offending Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And they're saying that because of him, so many problems in ISKCON.
You are going to
They are also blaming you for something.
Because they will blame many other
people. And
among them, Kamal Krishna, Jay Pataka, all will teach other devils.
Well, but before they were all blaming Srila Maharaj. They accepted him, Shiksha,
now,
in the dust,
now
and then they
have
rejected him.
Now they have left Siddhar Maharaj. And new victim they have.
This is their
because it is so dangerous more than Siddhar Maharaj.
Is there some scar now? And again in the future? Siddhar Maharaj explained, like when the Pandavas are banished, you know, Bhima is clenching his fist when I come back. And Arjuna is like wanting to pull the bow. And Yudhisthira is very thoughtful, but I think it is Nakula. Or Sahadeva, he was an astrologer. And he was covering his eyes. He didn't want to look because he knew what the future of the Kula was. And so Sridhar Maharaj explained, I see this for ISKCON. What they have done, what is the future?
I don't want to take all these things in my heart because
I know that.
I want to be indifferent from all these things.
Yes.
Always. Chanting, remembering. I will hear and
keep
my mind. All will come in my mind and.
But we went to in one shop to buy something for our deity, and then he said, "Shall I make the bill to ISKCON?" You said, "No, we are not ISKCON." So we cannot get that out of our heart because it is our guru's mission. So we have some. We care. Something
you can drink something. You are going to protect them from offense.
Perhaps. Sure. Conversely, after I say Raja, it is said that offenses committed at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava devotees distance one from devotional service. In the higher sense,
checking. These are all sub.
No.
Yes, because Amit Adhikari is doing and worshipping like so, nothing to criticize.
This is
disturbing for us.
This would be very happy to see that
all these Kanishtha become.
But that is including many
it means that this would have very broad and liberal idea.
Yes.
And if we cannot bear this, it seems that we have low-minded person. That's it. In my opinion,
I have to consult with Narasimha Maharaj sometimes. I have to consult the Jagadguru Swami to properly say what is the essence of what I'm saying. I have not said it correctly. What I have said, your answer is perfect. But I don't think that's exactly what I
It depends on thinking of different kinds of adhikari vaishya.
Yes.
No? If a man is worshipping cow, if anyone worshipping a tree, tamal tree, and knowing that gopis have done this, they sing any tamal trees like Krishna and they have gopis. So it is like Krishna, I should worship. So in this case, any Kanishtha Adhikari will tell that it is quite wrong. Madhyama Adhikari will say that is something good. And Uttam Adhikari will appreciate so much. So much. Because it is uncool to his mood. And he may fell flat to the worshipper, though they are very low and Kanishtha Adhikari. Like gopis, to clouds, to bears, to Jamuna River, to all.
I didn't put that in the book though. The sentimental idea is not here. Not here. Not in the book.
You have done marvelous. Surrendering to him, so there must be any
neutral place.
Neutral place where they can meet and do all this. If Russia and America are quarreling, they should meet in Switzerland. Not in America and Russia. That is why Mathura and Dwarka is Aishwarya Dham. Understanding? Aishwarya. Samhat Sakhiya. And Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham. Gopis are always Madhurya Dham. In Madhurya Dham. Always Madhurya Bhav. And Dwarkesh Krishna living in Dwarka and Mathura is Mathuradhish Dwarkadhish. King of Dwarka, king of Mathura. Having so many wives and everything there. So much opulence there. So Srimati Radhika, Nanda Baba and all the Sakha. And Krishna determined to meet in a neutral place, not in Mathura, Dwarka, or Vrindavan. And then meeting. And get the meat and argue their own
logics.
Krishna told his side, all argument, and Srimati Radhika argumented for Vrindavan. At last, there Krishna was defeated, and Srimati Radhika caught hold of him, and like a prisoner, he took Krishna in his chariot mane here, and brought him.
लेकिन ये पूछ रहे हैं कि ऐसा भी तो बोला है कि ब्रज को छोड़ के कृष्ण जाते ही नहीं है.
Then where Krishna, where it is written that Krishna never leaves
Vrindavan.
Gopis never leaves Vrindavan. Then here the Prakash
manifestation.
One Prakash or manifestation of Krishna. Nanda Nandana, he went to Dwarka, and that is called Vaibhav Prakash. So Radhika has three Prakash. One, Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika. One is her Chhaya. Chhaya means?
Shadow.
And another is Abhas. Three. Radhika never met Vrindavan, Krishna never met Vrindavan, so there. But in outer Prakash, he's showing this
Radhika
separation. Radhika Prakash went to Kurukshetra. And Krishna Vaibha Prakash came from birth. Not real that.
Chhaya.
उसका नाम सब.
अब आज में कौन सा है?
बढ़ाते हैं.
क्योंकि हमको याद वर्ड है मेरा. Sanam the Sukhad Kunya Radha Kunda Pai he will go there to fight. Only for those who are Adhikari of them.
Has he said like that?
Because there Radha and Krishna met, and separation would was so much came out. Outer ring in Kurukshetra.
Separation and meeting goes.
And this is called Rath Yatra. For this. Where he lives, it is Swarupa, Swananda Sukhada Kunja Radha. In Swarup Ganga, Godram Kunja also in Navadvipa. He lives in Radha Kunja. Prabhupada lives in Radha Kunja. Also coming here. Anything to ask?
Yes, Can you speak more about this in Venu Gita? Yeah. It's saying that the gopis, when Krishna and Radha disappear from Ras, when they disappear, and the gopis see the footsteps are deeper, and the footprints after Krishna and Radhika disappear from Ras, and the gopis are seeing the footsteps. Where the footprints are deeper.
Savita Samili, I have it here, Samili.
And they're seeing that this must be where Krishna is carrying Srimati. And they're thinking, this gopi, certainly she must have served God. This gopi, Radhika, must have served God. They're thinking, not Krishna, but God. And that is why God has arranged that she has become Krishna's beloved.
But her?
Yes.
What is your question?
What, can you talk
this
more?
This is all right.
But you are not understanding. What she is telling?
My gopis are seeing Krishna's God as we go Aishwarya.
Our gopis see Krishna as God.
No, they don't see Krishna as God. They don't see Krishna as God. The question is, this gopi, Radhika, must have served God. And that's why God has arranged that she has become Krishna's beloved. They're not seeing that Krishna is God.
What is it that? No, Krishna as a Nandanandan, no upland, as a Nar Lila. What Nar Lila?
Narvel?
It's a human.
Not more than that. And that is why all the gopis are telling. In the mood of worldly things, that she has surely worshipped the
God.
That by serving
God,
she has so much fortune that Krishna has taken her on his soldier, and he is perfect to Radhika. Himself, man ki bhicha mang rahe.
Offering worship.
No, he is asking for, begging for that and she should drop man in his lap. I mean, give up man.
For any wife, the affection of her husband is thought that she is very fortunate.
Mama.
And if his husband does not like, then it is bad for him. So Krishna, like a husband, is serving Srimati Radhika. It is her most beautiful fortune.
If he's asking if one does not hear about Ras Leela, then Anartha Nivritti, will it still come?
Yes.
Even here I do all these things gradually. According to his Adhika qualification, it means it is not easy, meaning that he will begin from Ras. He will not begin. Gradually from very
beginning.
Wait a minute.
always positive.
No ruchi in Vaini Bhakti.
Ruchi will come gradually.
But in Vaini Bhakti.
In beginning, no. And in Rahanga, in beginning, ruchi. In beginning, come.
But Vaini Bhakti.
Necessarily carry you to Bab. It may be not. That's Rakhanuva Shakti. A long process, very short.